Welcome, you're listening to the word, and the son of a bitch is trying to do this again, isn't it? Test. Where is it at? Hang on, we're not going to go. We're going forward until we have this right. I'll play a song. We'll be right back.
Tell me quick, sit on my feet. What's this all have to do with me? I spent all my time at sea, a loner. Is there something else I should know? Something hidden down below? The level of your conversation. Well, it turned away before the answer. Though I yelled aloud, he refused to hear. It became too clear. So it went as we put out. I was left in constant doubt. Everything I asked about seemed private. The captain strolled the bridge one night. I stopped him in the evening light to ask him would it be alright to join him. Well, he stood there like some idol, and he listened like some temple, and then he turned away. All along the faithful coast, we moved silent like a ghost. A timeless sea, a tireless host possessed us. The wind came building from the cold northwest. Soon the waves began to crest, crashing across the forward deck, all hands lost. Hello.
All righty. See, let me see if it's got it on both sides or I don't. You see, does it have it on both sides? Maybe. Test. Nope. All on the left. Nope. When I go to broadcast, it's all on the left.
Henry?
Yeah.
It's coming in good.
It's coming in good, says, well, your end is. My, just a second here. I want him to look at this. Are you looking at it, Chris? You see what I'm saying?
This is Galen.
Uh-huh. No, I don't know. It does everything perfect till we go to do the broadcasting. Galen just said it was working. No, the mic by itself don't do it. And I got everything turned down. Now, see, I'm talking with this right here right now, and I can see it modulating the words. Both sides. Test. Test. He says it's coming through. I'm going to do the program. I'm going to hear if it is in the TV. There's nothing wrong. I mean, it might be the worst for a second time.
Here I come. Yeah, I'm waiting all my life to get out of the trenches. I'm ready to
modulate music. Nope. Anyway, we're gonna go. I'm gonna go with the program.
Cause here I come. Here
all
I
right,
come.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks,
in a hole, damage control, digging for rhymes on a second-hand cell phone. Will I survive? Will I survive another year? Still months, come on, paying my dues on the inside, breaking up my mind on the outside. Never again, never again will I be denied, cause here I come.
Alrighty, I'm only hearing it one side, but if you guys can hear it okay, we're going to figure this fucking thing out. But it's not the goddamn mic. Dirty son of a bitch and fucking cocksuckers. An update. I mean, my son gets his goddamn, his computer updated and his printer won't work. All this fucking shit. What the fuck are these updates for, Google? You dirty son of a bitches. You fucking scum-sucking bastards. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... what the hell? Evil Wednesday, which is just another evil fucking day of the fucking week. It's also the 12th day of June 2024. It's 12:10 now Pacific time because I'm fucking with my goddamn broadcast. This is going to be rectified. I guarantee it. If I have to go do it myself, if I have to get in a fucking car and go do it. It might be my last fucking broadcast. We'll fucking see. You son of a bitches want some fucking trouble. I'll give them some goddamn trouble. Anyways, let's see, where were we? I'm your host, Henry Shivey. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 68 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades, northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 82 and a low of 46. So we're warming right up. I mean, getting close to that fucking election season, man. You dirty son of a bitch and bastards. Anyway, we're going to run through the break, and then when we come back, we're going over to the fucking scumbag fucking propaganda, and we're gonna rip it apart. We're going to call these dirty fucking low-life son of a bitch and pedophilic pigs what they fucking are.
Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, I'll give it to the shit dog propaganda pieces of fucking scum. Multiple studies reveal COVID jabs are causing people to skin, people's skin to literally melt off. What the fuck? No, it's good for you, man. It's like mother's milk. The people's voice again, and we're going to do this one for a reason, because it's going to be the last time the people's voice is ever on this goddamn broadcast. I will not forget this evening. It will be fucking removed. Several disturbing new studies have revealed that COVID jabs are causing people to skin to literally melt off and erupt years after receiving experimental shots. Continue reading. I hope this is the one. Otherwise, I'm reading it for nothing. Thousands of people have taken social media to report their own personal experiences of severe skin conditions such as eczema following the jabs, which one study confirmed was real. Author, I think this is the one I want. No, it isn't. I'm going to find the one I want. Here we are. Israeli army caught running pedophile ring involving thousands of Palestinian kids. Media blackout. Now, and we'll see if this is still, because this is Sean Adel, TABAI, the people's voice. This last time you're going to be on the, you're going to use this fucking platform to try to cat whatever sneaking fucking goddamn covert fucking shit you're doing, you con man motherfucker. Alex Jones. The Israel army has been caught running a massive pedophile ring involving thousands of displaced Palestinian children, according to a disturbing new report. You caught that, right? Hidden at the bottom of a recent New York Times report is the horrific account of systematic torture, sodomy, and murder in innocent children taking place at a southern Israeli military base. According to investigators, thousands of children are routinely stripped naked and tortured and sodomized by Israeli soldiers inside TM, a makeshift concentration camp for Palestinians. Naturalnews.com reports in an explanation of how interrogations are carried out. There are one prisoner recounted a room the detainees referred to as the disco room, an account of a loud music played there that kept them from sleeping. He said that the high volume was so painful that it caused his ears to bleed. The Israeli military claims they didn't want detainees to talk to each other, especially prior to interrogation. Okay, so we're going on. We've left the kiddies behind, and we've already had this fucking article up. One detainee, law student Fadi Backer, said he was looking for flour for his family when Israeli soldiers, we've heard this whole fucking thing, took him to his phone and took his phone and money and beat and detained him. He described being brought into an interrogation room wearing nothing but a diaper and was repeatedly beaten when he maintained he was a civilian and could therefore not provide this goddamn thing out of my fucking way. And therefore, could not provide any information about the locations of hostages. 39-year-old senior nurse and detainee Yanis Al-Hamlawi said that during his interrogation, a pair of Israeli soldiers was ordered to lift him up and press his rectum against a metal stick, which was fixed to the ground. After around 5 seconds of penetration, he explained unbearable pain and a beating. It's a fucking goddamn cattle prod, and we know that already. Other detainees describe similar experiences in the UNRWA report, including a 41-year-old detainee who recounted being forced to sit on something like a hot metal stick, and it felt like fire, while a different detainee died after an electric stick. After an electric stick was placed in his anus. And this is just another cover. We had one paragraph. on what the fucking big headline said. Al Hawlawi, also forced to sit on the chair, was wired with electricity, where he was subjected to frequent shocks that first caused him to urinate uncontrollably before rendering him unable to urinate for several days. He also had to wear a diaper to avoid soiling the floor. Baker also had to sit on a chair wired with electricity, which caused him to pass out. Detainees describe numerous other abuses described by the 8 former detainees who spoke with the publication, including being punched, kicked, and beaten with rifle butts and batons. One was kneed in the chest and hard enough to break his ribs. At least 35 detainees have died at the site or after being taken civilian hospitals nearby. Senior military doctors claim they have seen signs of torture. Israeli commanders confirm that at least a dozen soldiers are released from the scene. It is believed that 4,000 detainees, this fucking ain't it. Where'd it go? One military doctor at the time, some seem unlikely to combatants. I'm finding it. Because I'm going to fucking, this is the end of the you fucking cocksuckers, I'm telling you right now. Let's find another one by these son of a bitches. Time is running out for Ridge of the Pod. Reclaim the net. I'm going to find it. Heard it. Maybe this is a top BBC presenter found dead after vowing to expose COVID. This is by Baxter Dimitri, the People's Voice. Maybe that's his name. The global elite and their useful idiots are scrambling to cover up the crimes against humanity they perpetrated during COVID pandemic. As the truth emerges and threatens to destroy those who played God and called the herd, protected by complicit media, these murderers thought they had carried out the perfect crime, but they made a fatal misjudgment. They underestimated us. There are those among us who cannot be bought out. There are those among us who will fight to the bitter end to expose their lies and serve them with justice. Whistleblowers are coming forward one by one, and try as they might, they will not be able to silence us all. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel. Make some bucks here. We're talking about making somebody. I know somebody that knows that would really go for this, man. Really would be back it and fucking maybe you could buy us some gold. If you haven't already joined the People's Voice community to join our incredible team and check out our new free speech forum. Operation Cover-Up is in full force, and those responsible for the crimes of the pandemic are terrified of people waking up and serving them with the justice they deserve. Make no mistake, the past is calling and the heat is rising for the elite. You white hat. The elite are acting, this is the white hat, black hat shit. The elite are acting like cornered rats, terrified of being exposed to the masses. The forced closure of InfoWars, here we go. Forced closure of InfoWars is a case in point. The World Economic Forum and the UN have been warning for years that they are going to crack down on free speech and independent media, and now they are making their move. Regardless of what they try to do, Alex Jones's voice, vital, is vital, and he will always have a home on the People's Voice. That's why the People's Voice will never be in the fucking trenches again. We know what that treasonous motherfucker is and the treason he has committed. That fat fucking con man, son of a bitch. He's probably the one that financed his fucking site, because it's been popping up InfoWars, all this shit. Last day, fat fuck. And the time is going to come. You will go to a common law court and you will answer for the fucking crimes you've committed against the people and against the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, you fucking traitor. You fat fucking traitor. Alex Jones' voice is vital and will always have a home on the People's Voice. Well, the People's Voice will never be in the trenches again, you fucking treasonous pricks. That makes every one of you a fucking traitor too. And you will fucking answer for your crimes. There are dangerous times to be a truth teller, and he's not a fucking truth teller. The son of a bitch, you know what you got with that statement? You lost all fucking credibility, son of a bitch. That motherfucker is a known fucking liar. His goddamn phony ass, fake trial bullshit to fucking silence the goddamn, what happened in Connecticut fucking shows what that son of a bitch is. It shows it fucking plain and simple. He's a fucking con man. And I'll bet you if you dig far enough down it, he's got fucking money in this. If they've shut down InfoWars, this is how he's coming back at them. The people's voice. You don't speak for the people, you piece of fat shit. You're not the tip of this fucking spear. You're not a stopper on the end of a fucking stopper gun, you motherfucker. Anyway, that's the last of the people's voice on this goddamn site. All right. Now I'm going to go to the top and we'll start trying to do this like people. Let me see here where we're going to start. Israeli snipers are constantly shooting unarmed Palestinians. This is a video. You can watch them just kicking back there up on a beach and just fucking shooting people. And then they come down with a goddamn cat and fucking bear, you know, they roll the bodies into the goddamn sand. I mean, genocide. Hey, Jay, there's your fucking Jews, you Jew-loving son of a bitch. Are you backing all this, you motherfucker? U.S. lifts ban on arming and training Ukraine neo-Nazis, Azov Brigade. This is by Dave DeCamp, AnnaWar.com. The State Department announced Monday that it has formally lifted a ban on arming and training the Azov Brigade, an infamous Ukraine neo-Nazi military unit. What is all this? You know, that greatest generation? Would you guys go die for? Huh? Would you sacrifice your fucking lives for? The Azov Brigade celebrated the news, saying the eligibility for U.S. assistance will not only increase Azov's combat effectiveness. This is a new page in the history of our unit. Azov is becoming more professional and more effective in defending Ukraine against the invaders, Azov wrote on X, formerly known as Prince. Azov Brigade was founded as a militia in 2014 known as the Azov Battalion to fight Ukrainian separatists in the Donbas, and was later absorbed by Ukrainian National Guard. And we all know what that war is about after yesterday, right? Trillions of dollars worth of fucking minerals, probably the richest country in the fucking in Europe. And we should get all that goddamn money that belongs to Ukrainian people. And no, Putin should get it. Let's just slaughter. See how many people we can fucking slaughter, deciding who gets to steal from them. The people that get slaughtered are the ones that are going to get stolen from. The military unit's founder, Belitsky, is known for his neo-Nazi and white supremacist rhetoric. In 2014, Belitsky was also the leader of the ultranational organization known as the Social National Assembly, which dissolved in 2015. BBC reported in 2014 that the SNA wrote an online publication that is aimed to prepare Ukraine for further expansion and to struggle for the liberation of the entire white race from the domination of the internationalist speculative capital. The group also sought to punish severely sexual perversions and any integral contacts that lead to the extension of the extinction of white men. Blitsky was elected to the Ukraine parliament in 2014 and later left Azov Due to a ban on elected officials serving in the military, he became the leader of the National Corps Party in 2016, which he still leads today, and lost his seat in Parliament in 2019. Supporters of Azov's brigade have tried to rebrand the military unit as distance it from Blisky, but the regiment still uses the wolf segel symbol, which is associated with neo-Nazi ideology, and its current leader has been associated with the wider Azov movement going back to 2014. The current leader of the Azov regiment, Denis Aridis Porcopido Pico, is part of the core of the Azov movement since 2014 and served under commanders who went on to lead the Azov movement, political and street wings, Oblinsky Kuzmenko, a Ukrainian-American journalist, told CNN in 2022. U.S. Assistance to Azov was banned by an amendment to the 2018 National Defense Authorization Act. White supremacists and neo-Nazis are unacceptable and have no place in our world, Representative Bo Canna, Democratic California, said 2018 when the bill became law. I am very pleased that the recently passed Omnibus prevents the U.S. from providing arms and training assistance to neo-Nazi Azov battalion fighting in Ukraine. The State Department claimed on Monday that Azov passed vetting under the Lehi law, which prohibits military and aid to military units that have committed human rights abuses after the... Oh, really? After a thorough review, Ukrainian's 12th Special Forces Azov Brigade passed Lehi vetting as carried out by the U.S. Department of State, State Department. No law in this world. I mean, the ICC, I told you, was a fucking farce. The ICJ, farce. The only fucking law there is the law of the fucking gun. And we have the fucking Bill of Rights. We have the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law that it not only fucking gives us right, but we have the responsibility to fucking enforce that fucking law. And we're the only ones fucking just sitting around with our hands up our fucking ass. U.S. military equipment has ended up in the hands of other neo-Nazi-linked groups in Ukraine, including the Russian Volunteer Corps, a militia made up of pro-Ukrainian Russian-born fighters, some being Azov veterans. The RVC has used U.S. armored vehicles in raids on Russian territory. Well, yeah, I mean, Al-Qaeda, all the money spent fighting Al-Qaeda in fucking Afghanistan, fighting Al-Qaeda in fucking Iraq, and then turn around and who did you use? Which fucking... mercenary army did you use to invade Libya? Al-Qaeda. Now they're our friends. I mean, this is fucking right out of 1984, isn't it? Let's see what else we got here. Hezbollah launched a massive salvo of rockets on non-evacuated areas. Israelis can be seen fleeing in fear. Anti-Semitism. I love this. Anti-Semitism czar scolds Washington Post for fostering anti-Semitism by reporting on Jewish donors pushing protest crackdown. We got a goddamn Jew czar here, a czar here, a fucking Russian czar here to protect the fucking kikes. Is that what you're trying to tell me here? How about this bitch can go fuck herself? Your fucking Jews are going, you cunt. You're not going to fucking rule the world. Give it up. But to think about that, we're paying for a fucking czar to protect these motherfucking pedophilic, for sure, but these genocidal fucking psychotic maniacs out of hell that we just, like I said, I was just watching the thing, just sitting there back from the beach, fucking sniping fucking people walking down the beach, not bothering no fucking buddy. Murderers. They're fucking the lowest form of life to ever slither across this fucking planet. U.S. anti-Semitism czar Deborah Lipstadt used her bully pulpit on Tuesday to scold the Washington Post for publishing a factual story exposing how wealthy Jew donors were part of a secret group chat which pushed New York City Mayor Eric Adams to crack down on pro-Palestinian protests. So over here, they got their goddamn people giving fucking orders over here. Hey, bitch, shove it up your fucking ass. Come order me to shut the fuck up. The post-published bombshell story in May based on leaked catalogs detailing how over a dozen Jewish billionaires working secretly in concert with the Israeli government were part of a private WhatsApp group chat which conspired to push New York City Mayor Eric Adams to crack down on pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University. This is how fucking lost our people are. You don't crack down on us, motherfucker. You know, the invasion of Normandy was only 160,000 fucking dudes. I mean, we 200,000-300,000 of us fucking, and I know that's annoying. We got to get to the threat. We got another threat from fucking Biden. Going to get us you better have an F-16. Well, you've got to have the pilot to fly the son of a bitch too, buddy. And by the way, that F-16 belongs to us, motherfucking communist piece of shit. The Post report revealed how many of the most prominent Jewish billionaires and multimillionaires in America worked together in secret to advance Israeli interests on multiple fronts, suppress America's free speech rights, reward politicians who do their bidding with donations, and hide their connections with the Israeli government. We ain't been doing too good of a fucking job. The chat was initiated by a staffer for billionaires and real estate magnate Barry Sternlicht, and members of the group range from Kid Snack, Kind Snack Company founder Daniel Lebitsky. Daniel Lebitsky, hedge fund manager Daniel Loeb. Billionaire Lynn Dolvenick and real estate investor Joseph Sitt to Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz, Dell founder and CEO Michael Dell. See, all this fucking money being pumped out of our fucking country, people. I want to call these motherfuckers. Hedge fund manager Bill Ackman and Joshua Kushner, founder of Thrive Capital and brother of Jared Kushner, former President Donald Trump's son-in-law, the Post reported. That's another thing, that fucking People's Voice. That's fucking Trump tards. Yay, you're going to go elect a fucking kid booger, you fucking sick son of a bitches? Is that you? Because you're too scared to get up and stand up as a fucking goddamn unregulated militia and wipe these fuckers out? Huh? Better to fucking go and, he does like to fucking fondle little kids. He did fuck his daughter's best friend in her bed. You sick fucks. Lipstadt told the Press Associated editor Jonathan Capehart that the notion that Jews control various aspects of our society is not just a conspiracy theory, but a conspiracy myth. My fucking ass. I mean, would they act like the last few years ain't happened? All the articles that have been read haven't been fucking read. They come out every day with another fucking goddamn horseshit thing like this. This is what we got left of the internet, people. I don't want to suggest that there is any truth into this myth of Jewish control of all sorts of power in all sorts of areas of the society, Lipstadt said. Now, remember, there might be any Jews involved in a particular profession, in a particular area of culture or whatever, but that's not Jews. That's not the Jews. Okay. Anybody who knows the Jewish community knows that two Jews, three opinions, there is no the control of any aspect of the society, as she continued. You're a lying piece of shit and we're paying you to lie. You know, people often say, Jews control the universities because they're such large donors. If that were the case, what we've seen on the university campuses, both in this country and abroad. I just returned from 2 weeks in Scandinavia. It wouldn't be happening. Well, I think you fucking went and shut it down. You ordered the fucking police to violate the first article rights of the fucking protesters. I think that was done by the fucking Jews. Fucking Netanyahu even came over here. And we got a fucking czar we're paying to fucking... I think you do fucking have a lot of control, motherfucker. I think it shows, don't it? Is that just me? Just minutes after suggesting Jews shut down campus protests if they were in power, Lipstadt scolded the Post for helping foster anti-Semitism by reporting on leaked chat logs, which showed powerful Jewish donors did organize to shut down pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia. Oh, they did, huh? No shit.
Henry?
Yes, sir.
Isn't Nuttin' Honey come over to here this month addressing Congress? I believe around the 22nd of June or something like that.
Netanyahu?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, probably he's coming over here to maybe slap a few people around and give them some goddamn orders and tell them, hey, you fucking obey. Or else, I did think about us paying for a czar for the fucking Jews. I mean, that just enrages me. Our people are living under underpasses on the freeways. Their kids are going hungry. They're dirty. They don't have goddamn homes. And we're paying for a fucking czar for the goddamn, a foreign fucking goddamn king for all intents and purposes. I'm sure he will come over here. And I'm sure that nobody is going to do any goddamn thing about it because the people, until we step up, man, until we grab those 10 articles of fucking law and we start to go to work, nothing's going to change. Not a goddamn thing. I've been watching these videos on the computer because I was curious about who in the fuck are these sovereign citizen people? Dumber than a red fucking rock. They walk in and, I mean, these people are just like this, but like making it seem like, oh, you try this, you're a fucking goofy dummy, and you really fucking are, because they don't know what the fuck they're doing. They don't know what the fuck they're saying. They do not know the fucking what their power is. They do not know the Bill of Rights, and not a one of them can write a fucking goddamn affidavit. I mean, I want
99% of the people that call in on C-SPAN.
Exactly, man. Yeah, they can. I mean, there's one after another, and they're making fun of it. I bet you don't make fun of my fucking ass when. Because in the first place, I'm not going to be in your goddamn court, but my fucking mandamus will be, and I guarantee your asshole will fucking pucker when you read it, because you don't have no goddamn jurisdiction over me. None. State nor federal. Don't even think it. And I will enforce my Bill of Rights right on the goddamn spot. Right where you go to violate it, that's where you go down. That's where we have our fucking fight, you motherfuckers. I mean, I look at these courts, and this judge is yelling at this guy like he's talking. I'd say, hey, fucker, take that fucking dress off. Let's go outside and see if you can fucking kick my ass. You're going to talk to me like that, you punk bitch. And they always got their, 7-foot-tall fucking goddamn backup there. I'd have backup waiting out in the fucking parking lot to take care of those son of a bitches. These fuckers have got to go down. I mean, I've watched enough of these to see these people know they're supposed to be free, but what the techniques they're using is coming from this fucking guy. And the very fact that they're using these documents are in the fucking administrative admiralty. And I've seen two or three of them go, this is an administrative admiralty. The judge goes, no, it's not. And what would be the logical next question? Well, what is the jurisdiction of this court? Actually, the way you would put it is the 6th article for the Bill of Rights ratified December 15, 1791 guarantees the accused be informed of the nature and cause of the charge. But there's something I don't understand. And then that judge has no fucking choice but to say, what don't you understand? And you say, is this a criminal or a civil jurisdiction? And then he'll say, well, this is a criminal jurisdiction, he'll tell you. Well, where's my preliminary process? Where's your indictment? I see no indictment. You're wanting a plea here. And they go ahead and they make the plea for him like because they don't know how to stop them. I need to see the indictment. Well, it's a civil procedure then. Well, I'd like to see the lawsuit that was filed. I've been served with no lawsuit. And then they go, divinely, they'll go, well, it's an administrative jurisdiction. And I tell them, I'd say, well, I'd like to know you to inform me where I can get a copy of the federal rules for administrative jurisdiction so that I can effectively represent myself. By Henry, done it 100 times, no problem. But these people don't even know the basics. And that's not how I would talk to them today. I know so fucking much more. I understand it fucking completely. I would talk to them like they're the dogs they fucking are. In fact, I never talk to them. You fucking pull me over or you do anything, you come to violate my rights. It's a gunfight, motherfucker. You better know it. And I have my papers are stashed, man. And you want to kill a free fucking sovereign national, here I am. Come give it a fucking go. But I'm going to be trying to kill you back with every goddamn fucking inch of fucking determination in my body. Oh, minute. Just minutes after struggling, Jews would shut down campus protests if they weren't in power. Lipstadt scolded the Post for helping foster anti-Semitism, reporting on leaked chat logs, which showed powerful Jewish donors did organize to shut down Palestinian protests at Columbia. Well, then there's your evidence. So what is this whole fucking article about? You gave a false argument. For what reason? I mean, you should have said they denied doing this and then fucking, but here it is. Here's the fucking evidence. They're liars. What are you going to say about them now? Not to knock my host, the Washington Post. No, we don't want to knock your host, the Washington Post, or the media. Lipstadt said, but the media group, the media in general, and even the Washington Post, to a certain degree in particular, have often fostered that view, fostered that. I don't think consciously, I'm not suggesting that at all. Let's spread anti-Semitism. But when it talks about Jewish interests, when it talks about rich, powerful Jews forced the New York City police to bring down the encampment, I worry. Well, you should fucking worry. Because what you just said is that you were lying in the first fucking place. And what in the goddamn hell are we doing paying for a czar for another fucking country? That's what I want to know. Where in the hell did you fucking claim to get the goddamn authority of the people to have any kind of representative from any other fucking country with the tiniest bit of authority over any fucking American national in this goddamn country? I want to see it, because it cannot be. It would have to be a violation of the 9th and 10th articles. It could be nothing short. And it is a part of the fraudulent fucking United States Corporation, which is a complete and total fucking fraud. Nothing they've done is worth the paper it's written on. There's no statute of limitations on fraud. When we go to prosecute this, when we're finally forced to fight, when finally the people have no other fucking choice and they fight, you're going to fucking answer. We have your fucking here ex post facto right here in our fucking faces. We'll just read it to the court. Now, did they fucking violate the fucking goddamn Bill of Rights? Yes or no? We'll read the fucking rights they fucking violated. That would be the first article. Suggesting that a foreign fucking nation can tell us what we can say in our country. Fuck you, fucking Israel. And I will not sort fucking fly shit from pepper. Motherfuckers. Every fucking one of them in this country, they're 4% of the population. They enjoy the highest standard of living in this goddamn country. It's not just a threat to democracy, she said. It's a threat to national security and national stability. Bad actors, Maligan influencers, be they influencers, be they other governments, be they NGOs, be they terrorist organizations, be they people... Look, what is goddamn Israel? People walking down the beach, snipers fucking shooting them. And I mean, this is the fucking, this is fucking troops. You talked about the Nazi, the SS, the fucking Stasi, the East, this is more like the East German Stasi. Just killing people. I want to, let's pluck a few of them off the beach there. Think about that. Just for a second, man, we're becoming goddamn desensitized to the goddamn outrage. We should be ripping those motherfuckers apart. We should be saying, you stop right now. You want to try the Samson option? We'll give you the Delilah fucking option, bitch. Be they people with active internet, you know, bots, etc., use this issue of anti-Semitism. Fuck your... I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm not... Even if the Jews were Semites, I'm not anti-Semitic. I hate fucking Jews. Plain and simple, they're fucking animals. They have no fucking souls. They have no fucking goddamn... They're sick in the head fucking retards. They're diabolical fucking maniacs that belong in a fucking nut house as a way of stirring up the pot, as a way of creating hostility between groups, as a way of making democracies look like failed states. Show me one that fucking ain't. And then they have this bitch down here. And we're paying her. We're paying this cunt. I cannot believe it. American pandemic of poverty, homeless, drug abuse, and mental illness. American tax money is in Ukraine and Israel funding war crimes. No more money for Americans. Well, you goddamn see, that's for an investment. See, there's trillions of dollars worth of fucking minerals we found out yesterday over there in fucking Ukraine. We wondered why in the hell with Ukraine. Where in the hell is that? What the hell's going on? Just like Afghanistan. Afghanistan is filthy rich in fucking trace minerals, but do you think its peoples are getting in $1 of it? That whole fucking 10-year war was to implant the goddamn international corporate mafia fucking agents into the country so that they're running up, so they're stealing their goddamn resources and making goddamn billions off of those people's fucking resources. It's just like Libya discovering oil off the Tripoli coast. All of a sudden, boy, Libya is fucking, whoa, Libya, we need a warrant from the International Criminal Court for fucking Omar Gaddafi. He's a bad guy now, and we're going to need to send mercenaries. We need to hire fucking Al-Qaeda because they have always been the employees of the fucking CIA. The word Al-Qaeda means fucking list. It was the list of their fucking assets in there when they were bringing the fucking shoulder held missiles in to shoot the helicopters down when the Russians were in fucking Afghanistan. Biden approves sending second Patriot system to Ukraine ahead of G7. Does he really? We're going to take a short break and we won't quit too soon. Sorry about the fucking fuck up, but it sounds like everything's working okay right now. But we're going to figure this fucking out. I think we're going to have to get a hold of fucking the programmer themselves. Tell them what the fuck do you do? Because we've had to do this every time. All these 14 fucking years, you guys do not understand how much time Laura and I spent fucking just fucking, they throw up a barrier, you had to find a way around it. They throw up another barrier, you have to find a way around it. Throw up another barrier, and that's all. I mean, a lot of the time that could have been spent doing more fucking useful fucking things was spent just fucking so you could get the goddamn message out. So you could speak, so you could exercise your first article right, which they were in violation of, which they are in violation of, and which you will fucking hang for, you motherfuckers. You remember that, Bill Gates? You fucking remember it, you son of a bitch. I'll be there. If I'm alive, I'll be at your fucking hanging, buddy. In fact, I'll insist that I get to prosecute you. Anyways, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back, and we'll go to something else here.
Sister Christian, oh, the time has come, and you know that you're the only one to say, okay, where you go and what you looking for, you know those boys don't wanna play no more with you, it's true.
Motoring. Watch out, right?
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Hey, when was the last time you sat down and had dinner with your kids? Talk about what's going on in their lives. Hey, when was the last time you just stopped and helped somebody out? I bet you can't remember. Well, a lot of people are saying we're changing for the better, but that don't interest me. I like the simple life the way it used to be. We left our doors wide open. We didn't need no key. I've been around the world, seen all there is to see. I'd trade all those memories for one more day how it used to be. I like the simple life. I want to get up Sunday morning and go fishing with my boy. Watch the sunset kick back in my yard. Take my Harley on a real long, lazy Sunday drive. And do a little more nothing once in a while. Yeah, maybe kick my feet up. Watch an old rerun on TV. Laughing with old Barney, Andy, and Amphi. I like the simple life the way it used to be. We left our doors wide open. We didn't need no key. I've been around the world, seen all there is to see. I'd trade all those memories for one more day how it used to be. I like the simple life. Sometimes we just can't see. So caught up in where we're trying to get. Life as we know it could be gone in a minute. I want the simple life the way it used to be. We left our doors wide open. Didn't need no key. I've been around the world, seen all there is to see. I've traded all those memories for one more day. I like the simple life.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. I mean, what, how long are you looking at a fucking transmitter here? Fucking 13 fucking years old, never been turned off. The board, fucking 13 years old, never been fucking turned off. And we wonder why we have problems. Like right now, I just went to the left side. Fucking why? I don't know. Why are you fucking doing this, you son of a bitch? And that's the broadcast going out. And it all happens right when they do an update. Wonder what the hell to deal with that. Test, test. I promise you, we'll figure it out. It'll be a pain in the ass. It'll be hours to fucking work without, you know, and nobody's gonna come along and fucking help. We'll do it our fucking selves. We've always done it our fucking selves. But to the handful of people that do help, thanks. Anyway, back to the goddamn misery. See how this looks. See, I'm so on one fucking side. I don't know if it's coming through in stereo or not. I can't believe this shit. The hell is going on here? The hell is going on here? Test, 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 test. Test, 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 test. Okay. The fuck we're going to do now? Let's see here. FBI is lying. Crime is actually skyrocketing under President Biden. I know when he came out and he said, oh, crime has dropped and all this stuff. I'm fucking, what planet are you on? And the bottom line is when you have people that are coming in and like 40 or 50 into a fucking store, and fucking ransacking it, and then fucking coming out, and you can't arrest them unless it's over $1,000. You can do a hell of a lot of fucking crime. And when they do arrest somebody, they fucking let them go. That's a fucking video. Israeli armor. No, can't do that. And Biden wants to inoculate as many people as possible. FDA executive office. Again, this is a video, and I'm sure he does. Time is running out for free speech and privacy revisions on flawed UN cybercrime convention. We'll see about that. Electronic Frontier Foundation, EFF, has been involved in the process of drafting the UN cybercrime convention in a bid to improve it from the point of view of free speech and privacy through questioning the treaty's necessity in the first place. Well, you know what the fucking necessity is to shut. They've already done it. I got to agree with that, because this is not the fucking internet that was here when we started fucking doing this fucking program and started doing the site. They have fucking taken over through their Chinese fucking agents. And China, God, we hate China. Enemy. Ooh, be afraid. Nuclear war. But you handed the fucking goddamn internet over, which is one of the most powerful tools that has ever been created. You handed it over to our fucking enemy. What do you got to say for yourself? The recent taking regarding the latest in a series of drafts of which it has been constantly critical is that it is simply too flawed to be adopted without significant changes, continues countries sometimes having irreconcilable difference in opinion on key issues regarding the convention scope is cited as a reason for EFF stance. Related to how the UN Cybercrime Convention draft is a threat to free speech and privacy online. But time is running out for the major changes. Good. Let's get this fucking over with. Shut this fucking site down. I mean, we about wore it out anyway. Shut the son of a bitch down and let's go to shooting. You can bring your fucking guns and let's do it, you punk bitches. Urge to actually happen as the concluding session will be held from late July until August 9th. After 25 years of discussion and as many as 7 negotiating sessions, the ultimate decision to adopt or reject the document will be made by the United Nations General Assembly. And who in the fuck are they to make any kind of a decision for any fucking American national? Treason! That's high fucking treason. And you make your decision, then you come and you back it up, motherfuckers. Bring your blue helmets. We need something to shoot at. Those sympathetic of the rift between the UN on the issue, the fact that participants in these discussions have not yet even settled on the number for the treaty is the least of its problems. The critical one is its scope, or an EFF log post put it, should be it address only core cybercrime or any criminal crime committed using technology. You keep building this ball, building it and building it and building. It's going to fucking crush your ass. You're going to see. The draft that is criticized here dates back to February, and according to EFF, does not show progress on fixing previous problems with the text as it contains provisions that on one hand risk criminalization, protected speech, granted broad surveillance powers without robust safeguards. No, you don't see how they granted broad surveillance powers. You don't get it. You can't have it. They can't be granted. We don't need no fucking safeguards. We have the safeguards. I turned the safety off on that fucking rifle. That safeguard's on, motherfucker. You're not going to tell us what we can say. And you surveil us and fucking, you're fucking digging your own goddamn hole. I think they know it. I mean, their backs are against the fucking wall. You can tell it when you see them speak. Robust safeguards while managing it to, at the same time, raise serious cybersecurity concerns. During the long process of drafting and discussing the treaty, these points have been brought up repeatedly according to EFF, but continue to be ignored. A new draft is now in the works, and EFF and more than 100 other NGOs, non-government aid organizations, fuck you. You're just another son of a bitch, man. Come fuck with me, I'll kill you. I've penned a letter that is demanding the treaty to focus solely on cyber-dependent crimes, incorporated comprehensive human rights safeguards, and ensure robust protections for security researchers, whistleblowers, activists, and journals. Excuse me. Short of that, the signatories will call on countries to reject the draft treaty and block it from being sent to the UN General Assembly. Horse shit. I mean, it's just like when they came out, you know, and talked about the bastards, everybody was national. Oh, God damn it. What the hell are they called? The spy people that spy on you. God damn it. I'm so fucking pissed over this equipment. It's pissing me off. I can't think straight, but I do want to get down to this one before I call it good. And it's the last one down at the bottom, and it's Joe Biden. This is what Biden said, slurring. If they want to think to take on government, if we get out of line, guess what? They need a F-15s. They don't need a rifle. Joe Biden's a frickin' tyrant. This is why the Second Amendment is so vital. Well, it's the second article to begin with. And I'll tell you something, you old fucking bag of shit. Somebody's got to fly them planes. Somebody's got to fucking fire fucking at the fucking American people. We'll goddamn you, motherfucker, there's 100 million of us. And you always try to pretend people with guns don't matter. And what the fuck do you need them overseas for? Everywhere you fucking invade, why do you need boots on the ground? Why do Americans have to go over there and kick fucking ass with fucking rifles and hand grenades and mortars and bazookas and, you know, what might have you? If they're not needed, why the fuck do you need them? And if they don't need rifles, I mean, put all your fucking rifles down, son of a bitch. Put all your pistols down. Take your fucking one bullet Barney and fucking put one bullet in your fucking gun. You don't need it. You got F-15s. But those F-15s happen to belong to us, you motherfucker. They belong to us exclusively. They do not belong to you. You're supposed to be there to do what we fucking tell you. But we all know what happened. We all know that this our country was unlawfully fucking usurped by a fucking corporation that could never exist, that was put into place in violation of the 9th and 10th articles of the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of this fucking land. You are a fucking treasonous bastard. You are an enemy combatant. You have declared war on the American people, and by God, you're going to get it, you mouthing motherfucker. And another next, let it be Trump up there next, talking about, hey, we got F-15s. Really? Who you got to fly them? You know, there's plenty of people out here that can fly an F-15 more than you fucking think. And they don't like what you're fucking doing either. And those F-15s, the bases they're sitting on, the fucking toilet you're sitting on, motherfucker, belongs to us. We paid for it with the sweat of our brow. And you think you're going to see, this is why they didn't want a fucking standing army in this goddamn country. This very reason right here why you have the unregulated militia and the right to own every terrible fucking implement of the fucking soldier. Because you know those F-15s have to get... You had F-15s in fucking Vietnam too, didn't you? I mean, you know, your F-16s, whatever you had there. You had air power. You had, you blew things up and all kinds of shit, and you still fucking lost, didn't you? This is America, motherfucker. You wait till you see what we have. We'll just fucking create something to destroy your fucking F-15s. We ain't never had the fucking reason to do it, or it's already been done. You threaten us, you fucking punk shit pants motherfucker. That's what I see there. I see a guy with shit in his fucking pants talking about our motherfucking goddamn articles of war that belong to us and threatening us with them. We're going to eat your shit and the shit of the fucking communists and the shit of the international corporate mafia. You threaten me to me, you motherfucker. And I'll put you to the fucking test, you cocksucker. Anyway, I think I've had all I can fucking stand, guys. I'm sorry about the thing. I'm going to work on it, but I'm only getting modulation on one side now on the goddamn transmitter. There's just got to be something. They've done something to it because it was working fine. Then the update, and like my son's printer won't print on both sides. He had to go and do a whole bunch of work to it to get it to work. We had to do a whole bunch of work to this, and it was working fine. So we come up here to broadcast. I think it's still working fine. I don't know. But the actual transmitter for here in town is not working fucking fine now. Now it's only transmitting on one channel. So we're going to have to find out what the fuck it is. We'll do the best we can. Hey, you know what? We got about, I don't know, this shit might be worth $500, maybe. That's what we've always had. We've done this with nothing. And I mean, nobody's, I mean, Mark Schumacher bought the fucking transmitter, and that was about it. I mean, we fucking done all of this with nothing. Started out using the goddamn fucking internet at the library. That's how, and then the neighbor's fucking internet. And 14 fucking years of doing this shit for nothing, and it will be for nothing if people don't fucking stand up. If you let your It'd be a wasted lives. It'd be the Lord and my life, and 14 fucking years is a long fucking time of your life to waste on something when people aren't going to have the goddamn courage to stand up and fight. I'll stand up there. I'll take my fucking bullets and I'll give bullets. I'll fucking fight to the goddamn death. But then I'm done, and then it's left to my children. And are you going to go hide? Are you people going to bend a knee? Are you going to kiss the fucking ring of these Jew cocksuckers? Are you going to stand up and fucking fight like Americans? It's yet to be seen, but man, I'm telling you what, it fucking bothers me. It bothers me that, well, they're running, they're scared. I mean, I'll give you that. They are fucking scared. But when they even suggest something like Joe Biden, they're suggesting using the standing army he built with our fucking goddamn money and our resources, not money or nothing. But that he built, it belongs to us. It's there to protect the people. And it's there to protect the people from the fucking goddamn invaders. They are fucking usurpers. They are in this country and their elections are illegal. Their United States fucking corporation is unlawful. It could never be fucking achieved because of the Ninth Article forbids any kind of power to exist that allows them to deny or disparage any fucking right. And that goes on to the fucking states, and they, you know, they've just tried to make this big ball of spaghetti, and only a lawyer can do it. No, fuck, I got news for you, buddy. We have to do it. We all have to get on that same fucking page, and you got to be willing when you know that right's being violated. Pull that fucking gun out and go to goddamn work. If everybody had that fucking attitude, this would be over in a fucking week. Guarantee fucking it. They'd be done. At any rate, man, we'll be back tomorrow and hopefully in better shape. Yes, sir.
When they murdered Lavoie Finnegan, did anybody do anything about it?
They sure as hell didn't, and nobody's talked about Lavoie Finnegan for a while. I seen him on one of the YouTubes I was doing the other day. You go to the Branch Davidian, 17 little children burned to death. You can go to Ruby Ridge, a 14-year-old boy shot in the back, Vicky Weaver shot in the head with her baby in her arms. I mean, this has been going on for a long time. And yeah, and I'll tell you what, I'm not forgetting. And we should. I mean, God damn it, that Ron Hariucci, everybody must know that the state of Idaho actually indicted that son of a bitch, and the fucking international corporate mafia fucking corporate government came and said that he was immune for killing that woman with her baby in her arms. This is what we're up against. You got to kill these people. They will. They intend to kill you. They intend that you get on your goddamn knees and kiss their fucking feet, let them rape your children, cut their little boys' dicks off, cut your little girls' tits off. They intend to run over your fucking ass like you don't, like you're a third world fucking nobody. And either you're going to stand up and be a fucking American, get a goddamn spine, blow them out of their fucking boots, or they will do it to you. They will destroy you. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, hopefully in better shape, because you get this thing, it was working just fucking fine. And I think that that was that last update, so they could go into any fucking thing. And when you go to hook it, you know, if I unhook one thing, it'll start fucking working. Then I hook the other things up and by themselves to work. But they've done something here that we're going to have to figure out. And I'm sorry about that, but that's just the fucking way it is. And we can only work with what we got. And we ain't got fucking much. And that is the word from the trenches.
Give up.